Welcome to Snooze with Sam and the North Coast 500. This is an 8-chapter series set around the North Coast 500, a stunning 500-mile road trip around the north of Scotland. Throughout this series, we follow three friends as we discover many of the sights and sounds of this incredible route, with some antics along the way, of course. Be sure to listen every week. Please subscribe to the channel, share these stories with your loved ones, and support me by becoming a patron. And don't worry, I'll still be uploading a story every Saturday night. Lastly, a thank you to all my patrons and fans. Your support means the absolute world. So as always, lie back. Take a deep breath and enjoy this story. Chapter 4, Ullapool to Scurry. Martin, why are you wearing a dress? Jake asked, waking him from a coma-spec sleep. Eh? What are you talking about? He glanced down through sleepy eyes to see that he was, in fact, wearing a rather fetching strapless number. Which was a little risky in length, if I'm honest. Good heavens, he muttered. That's fantastic. Jake stared at me, manic grin on his face, confirming his honest feelings about the matter before us. I had no idea at all about how he came to be wearing such an article. For the predictable power of single malt had issued its wrath. Only the empty bottle of Glendronach cask strength on the floor could possibly tell the tale. But my own fascination was that there must be some woman out there who woke up this morning wearing an equally flattering check shirt, straight cut jeans, and cat boots. A wild night in the pubs of Ullapool it certainly was, the locals appreciating our own not too distant origins. So we listened to the local accordion and guitar duo, drinking like fish, sharing mutual connections and stories of Highland life. Before somehow ending up back at our B&B. With not a single memory of how we managed it. Nursing our fevered brows, we attempted a cup of tea, left half of it, before hurrying out of Ullapool. We were in desperate need of some fresh air to blow off the Speyside dram cobwebs. We took a glance outside. The sky was full of dark, lightless storm clouds, looking menacing. It seemed like we were in luck on the invigorating weather front, if that's what we were needing. Today we were to aim for the little village of Scourie, with a detour via Achmelvich Beach to drink in the coastal sights. Having fueled up for the journey ahead, we slowly set off northbound, up the A835 yet again. All three of us quietly praying for the hangover to subside a little. The distance between tiny hamlets and villages grew more and more. The hilly-headed moors forcing the road to sway side to side over the terrain. We seemed to be the only souls on the road for miles, the storm threatening to strike at any moment. Over the next few hours, we cruised calmly along the road, taking in the continuous, stunning views through Ascent and Inchnadamph. For For miles, tiny little lochs littered the landscape. Deer in every direction we looked, with numerous Munros ever present in the distance. Munros, by the way, are a series of titled mountains in Scotland which reach above an altitude of 3,000 feet. There are 227 in total. Turning off towards Achmelvich, we arguably entered the most remote corner of the whole of Britain. The road narrowed to a single track, and we shared the whole way with many a sheep and cow. Every day on the trip we swore we felt even more remote than the former, but this one took the biscuit. Looking out over the West Coast waters, craggy coastline beneath a dark and stormy sky, providing the drama. Western Isles and Hebridean Islands populating the sea, there was no real evidence of people existing at all. Just nature untouched. Add to that the sheer colour palette of the weather, which seemed to turn up the saturation of everything. The vivid greens of the grass and the old oak and alder trees. The ambers of old bracken. And the deep purples of the thunderclouds. It was a special moment we all shared. Crikey, that's a fair sight out in the sticks, I said. And the other two agreed. here in the middle of nowhere appeared to be a total feat of engineering. The famous Kyleskou Bridge, spanning a curved gap between two sides of a loch, the banks falling away steeply at each side, all covered with vibrant yellow gorse bushes. It was quite a spectacle from the road. The huge arcing road curving elegantly like a snake. Held up by thoroughly modern looking trapezoidal struts disappearing into the water below. We could imagine just how incredible it would look from the air. To see a structure so striking out here in the wilderness was undeniably breathtaking. The flow of the road lending to the nature of the landscape. As the thunder rolled, the rain fell gently, creating a gloomy mist out over the sea to our left as we journeyed on towards Skouri, our overnight stop. We heard rumours of there being a single petrol pump in this village. And that sometimes it was out of action or totally empty altogether. "We'd better hope not," I said. "Otherwise, you two are pushing."